I'd like to say we appreciate the privilege to be here this evening. Appreciate what our heart's been made to feel. What we've heard. It'd be hard for me to believe that you have the meeting we had Sunday, that people get over it in an hour or two. Lord been good to us, every one of us. Now, I don't know, I'll be quite frank with you. You may not understand. You may not. There's times that when, to me, as an individual, there's times that when the Lord passes by, that He lingers a while. He visits a while. You just don't cut it off when you leave the house of the Lord. Matter of fact, and I'll just be honest with you, last time I looked at the clock Monday morning, it was 4 o'clock. Honestly. And I really didn't mind it. I really didn't. Needless to say, it's that the Lord has passed by. It's wonderful when you have some saved. I'm going to be honest with you, church. It's wonderful when God visits you. He don't forget you. He don't forget you. You know, sometimes, sad, but we may forget Him. But He won't forget you. You're one of His. He ain't going to forget you. He ain't going to leave you, forsake you. Or none of that. Now, I don't know. I'll be quite frank with you. I don't know what we'll do. If we'll do anything, I might not do nothing but read you a little. This evening, I appreciate the presence of the Lord. Heard some wonderful messages today. We went to Tamla's funeral. If I can find it right quick, we're going to read some out of the first chapter of the book of Genesis. First chapter, we're going to start with the 9th verse. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called He seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. That's all I'm going to read this evening. Now, I don't know altogether. I really don't. As honest as I can be, it's good to be here. We appreciate you being here in the service tonight. And this is all I have that I could possibly leave with you. A thousand things, I guess, has went through our hearts and our minds, and you get to thinking about services, and especially the service that we had Sunday, and it's not something, folks, that I take lightly, but it's been with me, it stayed with me, it's still with me. Now I'll say this for me, I'm going to eat off that meal for a while. I am. Just every now and again. I like leftovers. I really do. I've always thought a lot of times when you make a meal and it's got several items in it and you put it in the fridge and next day or so, all them things get blended together real good. You heat them up, my friend, honest to goodness, you'd think you just cooked it. That's how good it is. You say, preacher, now I can't live off leftovers. Well, sorry for you. It's good sometimes. It is. Now, there's certain things I won't eat leftovers. And you're the same way. Now, I ain't getting into that. Bible says here in the 11th verse, he said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Now there's, this is what the Lord hath put. And you know, it's wonderful how this thing has come into being. It's wonderful. It wasn't no Big Bang, all that stuff that they talk about. You say, preacher, you don't know. Well, by faith, we understand that the world was framed by the Word of God. Amen. 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 Glory. Brethren, I'm going to believe today that God made it. There's a lot of things. These preachers, these people says, well, God didn't do this and he didn't do that. Well, God made mature things. Do you know that? He made mature things. He did. He made things, my friend, that was fully mature. Brethren, when he breathed into the nostrils of Adam, he became a living soul. And he was a man, not a baby. He is a man, my friend. Glory. When he took the rib out of that of Adam, and he made a woman to be his helpmate tonight. God made it. Yes, he did. Bible says that he had herb yielding seed. Think about it. Herb yielding seed. You know, these people, they'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars, my friend, on their yards. Manicure their yards. I talked to a man one day and I asked him a little bit about fertilizer, and he said, you know the best thing you can do? He said, is when you mow your grass, you let them clippings run out across that you just mowed. He said, it'll grow. Thank God it'll fall to the ground and it'll grow. Yes, sir. The Bible says here that they had trees, my friend, and they had seeds that was in themselves. Yes, it was. You let a little old acorn, my friend, stay in your yard too long, and after a while you'll see a little branch, leaf, come forth. I got an oak tree down there, my friend, and it just covered the ground. I mean covered. I bet there's thousands and thousands of them. Squirrels, my friend, couldn't hide enough of them. Brother, it come springtime, I looked out through there and they's everywhere. It'll come out. It gets in the ground. Brethren, it gets moisture. My friend, it gets a little sun. Glory to God, it's going to pop out. Brethren, the Bible teaches us that when he took that of Adam, my friend, and Eve, and he told them to multiply and replenish the earth. Glory! The seed! Brother, God planted a good seed! Amen. Bible says that he made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. Folks, man's still seeking out many inventions, are they not? Some of the ungodliest things I've ever heard in my life. My friend, men have put in the place. Brethren have said, you go have to recognize it. Can I tell you, that's not a good seed today. No, it's not. That's not a good seed. Brother, the Bible says that Abraham, my friend, God blessed his seed. His seed. Brother, the book says, my friend, that when Isaac come along, that Sarah told Abraham to get rid of Hagar and her son. Yes, sir. And the Lord told Abraham, you listen to Sarah. That's what he said. And he sent him away. Do you know what God told Abraham? He said, I'm going to bless him also, because he is of your seed. Brethren, the Bible says, all nations in Abraham are blessed, my friend. And they were, because it was Abraham's seed. The seed. Brethren, you'll find in the book of Genesis alone, I don't know how many times I have took time to count them, but I would say 40 or 50 or 60 different times that it talks about the seed. How important is the seed? Folks, we ain't no cult tonight. Thank God we're members of the body of Christ. Amen. Of his seed. Glory! Woo! You can't after the flood, brethren, the Bible said that God charged Noah and his sons, when they come out of the ark, to be fruitful and to multiply and to replenish the earth. Yes, sir. And brethren, that ain't all he told him. My friend, he said, as long as the earth is, he said, there shall be seed time and harvest, winter and summer, day and night. As long, brethren, you'll never do away, brethren, with the seasons of this world. You'll never do away with day and night. It'll always be. Yes, sir? Yes, sir. Preacher, you believe that? I sure do. Now, I know a man that can, but I can't. See if you can stop this thing. See if you can put the brakes on and say, wait a minute! Brethren, I can't, but God can! Yes, he can. What seed? You know, my grandmother, my granddad, separate ones, my granddad growed cotton. Do you know what he done? Brethren, there's a lot of that that he left for seed. I was just a kid. I asked him one day, I said, why ain't you picking all that out through yonder? He said, that's my seed. Huh? His thing, he going to plant some more cotton.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's what he lived on. What he growed. My grandmother lived close to us. We had a little old garden, and she'd, at the end of the season, my friend, she'd do the same thing. She'd lay up some of them squash, some of them cantaloupes, some of them okra. Yes, sir. She'd lay them up. And brother, next season she had seed. Huh? She didn't go to the store and buy it. You hear me? Brother, when they'd get something good, and they knowed it was good, they kept the seed of it. Brother, God made it that away. That little old acorn, they're bitter, by the way. You don't want to eat them. Brother, them squirrels love them. Deer love them. But if you'll leave them alone, just let them lay on the ground, my friend, it'll be next season, but you'll see some sprouts coming up. You can take that sprout, my friend, out and plant it. Do you know that? Plant it. If you want another little oak tree or a big one or whatever, isn't it amazing how small a seed is and how great a tree it can make? Isn't it amazing? God made it that way. Woo! Folks, he's made us a seed. Glory to God! We just need to get it planted, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'd like to plant a little seed, wouldn't you? I would. I'd like to plant a little seed. Yes, sir. Not just that. I'd like to see it grow. I had three apple trees. I love fooling with them, but they'd a lot of work. I didn't have a three. And lo and behold, the best you could do, blithe and everything else, get them. Yeah. And I had three for several years. And first one thing, blah, and this and that and another, I got zero. But I was mowing the other day down there, and there's a sprout up about that high. I said, that's an apple tree. Huh? That's an apple tree. I ain't going to buy another, and I'm just going to let that and grow. Huh? It ain't in a bad place. Going to let it grow. Did you know, brethren, trees, you get in the forest, you go down here on 411, they cut most of them. They did have a little forest in there, and you see about how far apart they put them. There's a reason for that. Huh? Glory! Glory to God! I got an oak tree in my yard. You can't get around it. I'm 68 year old. He was about that big around when I was a kid. You do the math, I'd say he's hitting close to 100. That's what I'd say. I've watched my other one grow. I had one out there about like that, and now I can't get around him. Huh? He's done that in 50-something year. Huh? Listen, that old oak tree that I've got, the silhouette of it, I think of it often. You come across Parkway Ford where it used to be right there, and you crop that hill, and you look at that next hill up there, and you'll see a bow, a bough, a shape of a tree. Brethren, she is beautiful. She's just about perfect, the silhouette of her. You know why that is? She's had room to grow. No other trees around close enough to take away from her beauties. I mean, she's got a bow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Might not be beautiful to nobody else in this world, but thank God I think of it often. I look at it. I look for it. I can see it. There was another tree that grew right up beside her, about 4 foot away. And that tree had grown as far as it could, about 12 foot. You hear me? And it couldn't grow no more. Up, it went out. Just like that. Just flat out. You know why that was? She is starving for the sun. Starving. Had the nutrients, didn't have the availability or the room, is the better word. Didn't have the room, Rick, where she could spread out. But brethren, as much sunlight as she got, she found a way to live. Glory to God! Woo! Preacher, how can you shout about things like that? Brethren, I see people in the church sometimes starving to death because they're living under the bow of another. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you might think, well, preacher, all that is silly. Brethren, I'm going to preach what the Word says to you. The Bible says that we are trees for the planting. We, us, are trees for the planting. Brethren, I'll guarantee you one thing. If I ever plant a seed, my friend, it won't be under another tree. You hear me? It'll be out there. Huh? It'll be out there. My wife put a little tree out. She had put it on our son's grave. It was in a pot. And I said, what are you going to do with that thing? She said, well, I thought I'd leave it now. I said, no. I said, that pot ain't big enough for that tree. Well, lo and behold, she didn't ask me. She just went down there one day and got it, and she planted it. And on the back side of my house, I've got a row, 4, 5, 6 foot deep trees. 10 foot, 15 foot. And what happens, my friend, if that sun rises in the morning, them trees block all the rays. Just a big shadow, big shade, cool. Yes, sir. And that little tree started growing. And it started growing. And she come in one day. She hadn't paid much attention to it, I don't think. But she come in one day. She said, why? Why is that tree leaning like it is? I said, honey, that tree's starving to death in the mornings. I said, but in the evenings, and that sun gets right over yonder, I said, all it does, it shines right on it. And every one of its limbs is out there doing that right there. Yes, sir. Feed me, feed me, feed me. And brethren, you could have took the other side of that tree. It didn't have a limb on it. Did not have a limb on it. Don't tell me that you won't seek after the strength, my friend of God, whatever direction he comes in, you'll do it. But you're liable to be just like that tree, all on one side. Huh? All on one side. It is? Yeah. It got up about 10 foot tall. Yeah. She said, what do we ought to do with it? I said, well, I can't transplant it. I'm going to have to cut it down. Oh, no, you ain't. I said, oh, yes. Pitiful looking tree anyway. Limbs on one side. It just kept leaning. More it growed, the more it leaned. Sun coming in from the other direction. It was just, it was feasting on it. Feasting, feeding. Yes, sir. Now, I don't know tonight. This probably the strangest message you ever heard, but preacher, how'd you get a hold of? I'll tell you, I like cultivating. I do. I like cultivating. I like digging up the ground. I do. There ain't nothing no better nor sweeter, my friend, than to plow at ground. And brethren, then get out there and rake over it and get it good and soft. If you get it about that deep, you're doing okay. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love it. Love the smell of it. Love to work in it. But you know what? There ain't a seed one coming up if you don't ever get it out of the barn. You can save all the seed you want to. I'm laying up. I've had people tell me, I'm laying up. Well, what are you laying up for? Huh? This ain't the time to lay up here. Bible says lay up your treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. Right? Corrupt. The seed. He said, the tree having the seed in itself. Having the seed in itself. Folks, they seed around. They seed around spiritually. They's people that's in trouble. I said it. Sunday morning, these people here Sunday morning had no clue what's going on. Amen. Yes, sir. They knowed something. They just didn't have a clue what's going on. And the Lord all around. Wouldn't he? I mean, folks, he visited us. Yes, he did. Thank God. I'll say this, Jeff. He ain't left. Glory. There's things. The Bible says over here, and I thought, I run across something just a few weeks ago down in my building. I moved a few things around, but I moved some wood over there, and on the ledge, you know what I found? I found some of Grandma's seed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Found some of Grandma's seed. And folks, it puts out good fruit. Huh? I know it does. I've eat it. I've tilled the ground. I've put it in it before. Yes, sir. I've watched it grow. And when it got the fruit on it, I'd go out there and get me some fruit. Yes, sir. Now, we as individuals, folks, we've got a seed that needs to be carried on, that needs to be handed down. You go in the book of Genesis and you'll find out that Abraham, God blessed his seed, that Isaac blessed his seed, Jacob blessed his seed. Yes, sir. God blessed it. Folks, God wants to bless us tonight. We just got to get some seed in the ground. It ain't to be laid up all the time. Amen. Granddaddy, he set that aside, and I'll guarantee you next planting season, them seed went in the ground. They did. They did. You know what the Lord told his disciples? I'll bring my remarks to a close. I ain't going to get into all the other. You can go to the book of Haggai, and that's the very words that that Haggai said. Somewhere around the 19th verse, 2nd chapter. He said, "Is the seed yet in the barn? Is the seed yet in the barn?" Folks, it won't grow. It won't grow. You might have a few little old kernels here and there sprout out. That's about all you'll get to sprout. You'll never get an ear of corn off of them. No, sir. You got to put them in the ground. Once you get them in the ground, my friend, you got every now and again you need what they call hoe around them. Huh? They've got different procedures today. I know all that, and these big farmers ain't got time to get up there. No, I understand all that. I really do. But the simple process is hoeing. Yeah. Huh? Dung. They dunged around some of theirs, didn't they? Yeah. Lord come by and he said, "Cut that tree down." The husbandman said, "Lord, Master," said, "not so." Said, let me dung around it. Huh? Let me dung around it. Let me cultivate. Let me dig. Let me get rid of some things. And let me fertilize. Let me do all I can do. He didn't want that tree leaving. He said, "And then if it have no fruit, we'll cut her down." Glory. Glory. Glory to God, Steve. You say, preacher, are you talking about trees? I'm talking about people.
Amen.
People. People. Bible says the Lord told His disciples, He said, look out. Look out. He said, because the fields are white, full of harvest. It was reaping time. He said, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. That's what the Lord told His own disciples. He said, the fields is already ready to be plucked. But where's the laborers? Old Dillard and Joyce used to sing that song, brethren, about the everybody wants to sit around the table. Nobody wanted to go to the field. Is the seed yet in the barn? You can have some of the best seed in the world, but if you don't plant it, you'll never reap the fruits off of it. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate being here. I really do. It's been good. We've enjoyed the service. Hope you have. There's a sweet spirit amongst us. You know, I like it when the spirit gets to working, don't you? Gets to moving. Gets to working when people can't help it. That's what I call it. They can't help it. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with